thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. For 29 years, your Saturday morning tradition here in the great state of Arizona. Here we show up every Saturday morning with the one objective of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend by bringing you great information about home improvement, home remodeling, maintenance, anything having to do with your lawn, your garden, your irrigation system, your trees, your hedges, your hubs, your shrubs, and, of course, great outdoor living as well. And that's why we've got the CEO of Barbecues Galore joining us by phone this morning, Henrik Stepanian, CEO of Barbecues Galore, talking about the new superstore. It's actually been open about a year at Desert Ridge. Another store down in Gilbert. Now, the other store in Gilbert, is it of the same size, or like is this Desert Ridge store like your flagship monster store?
It's about half the store of Desert Ridge.
Okay.
Desert Ridge is our flagship. That's the biggest store in the entire chain.
It's a one-stop shop for shopping your backyard. Jennifer, I could barely get Jennifer out of there without dragging out four or five pieces of the patio furniture you've got on display.
Good looking stuff.
Had a lot of. Go ahead, Jennifer.
It was just really nice looking furniture, and it was all spread out nicely. You know, we don't feel crammed in there, and it was just nice salespeople just available if you need them. So.
Now, Henrik, if my wife can power wash it, she wants to buy it, and that furniture she first walks in the store, all looks the kind of furniture that you could remove the cushions, power wash it, hose it all down, put it all back together, and it looked like stuff that would go for 50 years.
Exactly. We use Sunbrella fabric, and Sunbrella is the best in the industry, and especially for the Arizona market. So it's made to last out there in the heat.
Well, let's talk a little bit about it. As I walked through the store, I was impressed by the number of fuel sources that could be used. I'm not talking about all the different kind of wood samples and wood block chips you had for smoking, just the different fuel sources. Can you talk us through those options real quick?
Yes. Over the last about a year, a couple of years, the pellet grills have taken on a lot more than they had in the previous years. The pellet smoking category, thanks to Traeger, who does a great job of marketing, you know, they're on all over TV with infomercials and all that, and they've really introduced the pellet grill to the mass audience. And as people have gotten comfortable and learned more about the pellet grills, we carry a company called Green Mountain Grill, and the simplicity of smoking on a pellet grill is unique to customers. They like it because, for example, we had customers last year who, for the first time for Thanksgiving, they smoked a turkey. They put it on at midnight. They had it for 16 hours. You set it, you forget about it. You put the pellets in there. It's got a Wi-Fi control. If the temperature drops for whatever reason, you get a buzz saying, hey, you're below temperature. You go back in and dump more pellets in there. But a 16-pound turkey could be done literally in 16 hours in a pellet smoker, and you don't have to touch it at all. Put on at nighttime, leave it there, and you're done.
And you don't need 2 gallons of gravy to get the turkey moist enough to eat again, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so you got the pellets. How about the conventional charcoal? What are the difference in charcoal?
The charcoal grills, charcoal as a category, is coming back more than it had. For a long time, it had gone down with the popularity of gas grills. But the last couple of years, with pellet smoking, with the Big Green Egg, and Weber doing a great job of marketing on the charcoal side, we're seeing it come back. Now, the key for charcoal is the type of wood you use. When you use the typical, you know, match light briquettes, you get a lot of chemicals into your food. We sell the charcoal that's 100% natural. So there's no chemicals added. There's nothing that's added for it to last longer. We use lump charcoal, which lasts a lot longer. For example, the Big Green Egg charcoal, if you don't use, once you put it in a Big Green Egg as an example, and you don't use all of it, we can reuse it again. So it's all natural, and we have different flavors of wood and chunks to complement whatever taste buds you have, you know, whether it be pecan or cherry or apple, mesquite, oak, all different woods to add in there with your charcoal to give it a little more flavor.
Well, I tell you what, folks, if you're not hungry now, you're just not American. That's all I've got to say. Because I tell you what, there's nothing more American than that backyard barbecue. But like Henrik said, in Armenia, they do a lot of kebabs. Y'all do a lot of cooking. And that was something that I saw new in your stores, those big round circular flat tops. Boy, I thought, man, I could do a lot with that.
Definitely. The Evo grill, again, that's one of those grills that it's a very, very convenient grill for parties. You're hanging around in a circle. You can cook if you like. Again, I love bacon. I love meat in general. I'm a Marine as well, so for me, it's meat and potatoes for the most part. But you can stand around that Evo grill and make anything of your choice. So if somebody likes chicken, they can make chicken for themselves. Oh. Somebody likes steak. Somebody likes, you know, just veggies. That Evo grill is truly the Teppan grill. You know, Benihana's is popular for the chefs breaking their eggs and doing their fancy show for people. And now you can have the same kind of show in your own backyard with the Evo grill.
Henrik, I can't thank you enough for joining us, folks. If y'all haven't been to a Barbecue's Galore store, you haven't seen all the options you have in the way of barbecuing in your backyard. The Barbecue Galore store in particular, Desert Ridge, is their new flagship store. It's a one-stop shop for everything in your backyard.